And joining us now on the ticket hotline, a man who was working the event last night, the head usher at the Death Star. It's our octogenarian friend, Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
How are you young fellas doing? Did y'all have a terrific all-star weekend?
We did.
We sure did. How did it go for you?
Get yourself a milkshake or something like that special?
Well, no. We watched the game, though.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Well, I have never been part of a bigger event than this. It was almost overwhelming to me. And I'm used to being around a lot of people. I grew up in a family of 12 children, but this was a lot more than that.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I've never seen so many tricked-out cars in that parking lot. I park my car up towards the front because I'm an usher, so I get to preferred parking up there, which is nice. And I got a handicap sticker, but
right.
I received at least 75 offers for my 1974 Caprice Classic. Now, why these rich gentlemen would want some old car, I have no idea.
Well, they probably want to trick it up a little bit and have a nice ride.
Well, I do not understand why these gentlemen put such intricate hubcaps on their vehicles. They would stop their car, but the wheels would look like they were keeping them going.
Yeah, those are spinners.
Yeah, well, I don't know about those. You talk about small women who look fun in bed?
No, I'm talking about rims that just keep on spinning, you know, like you were describing.
Oh, okay, I got you now. Okay. Yeah. I tell you, I accidentally walked into, I can't pronounce the name, is it Shakira?
Yeah, Shakira.
Mm-hmm. I accidentally walked into the head dressing room, and my pacemaker jumped up to about 248 beats a minute. For the first time in 20 years, I didn't need a Viagra.
Wow. What a moment.
Yeah, it was. It sure was. Sure enough. And, but then I had a problem because the front of my Jesse Usher pants were elongated in some fashion, you see. So I didn't know what to do, so I look around for some sort of place where I could relieve myself.
Oh, gosh, Jesse,
we're on the air.
I couldn't find the broom closet, so I just hung a pork pie hat over it. I don't think anyone noticed.
Well, that's good.
So how did you organize seating 108,000 people?
It was difficult showing each and every one of them to their seats. I tell you, that sure was. And plus, it was a different kind of crowd out there. So,
how so?
I just found that they had a hard time understanding me, you know, because I talk kind of slow and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit old-fashioned. So I just, I have a new way of talking for the NBA All-Star crowd when I show them to their seat.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Would you like to hear a little bit of it?
Sure.
All right. This is kind of the way I sounded when I was helping out some of the young ladies.
Excuse me, Sade. Can Jesse show you to your seat? We want a peaceful all-star game. Don't shoot at the whites. Want a drink, Sade?
Something
like that.
Yeah, that was kind of the way shoot them to their seats.
Wow, that's pretty wild. You had your own PA system.
Yeah, my own little PA system, that's right.
Helps you relate to today's generation.
That's correct.
Very good on your part.
Well, hey, you fellas have a good time, and I'm glad I live to see another All-Star game.
Yes. Well, we are too. Jesse, thank you.
And please pray for me. I sure hope I make it to the Super Bowl.
Oh, you will.
You'll be fine.
Trust me, you will.
I work security there. All right. You young fellas, you take care, and you're eating your vegetables, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
All righty now.
All right, take care, Jesse.
All right, y'all take care. Peace out.
Okay. There goes Jesse the Usher, who was working at the Death Star last night. 8:46 here on Sports Radio 13.